Jamie and Locker with you here in the Green Zone. Last day of school for plenty of those out in Saskatchewan, at least this week. That's it. Congratulations to all those
graduating. Do they all go out today? Like, or is it
different schools, yeah, different times? A lot are going out, have their last day of school today, some tomorrow. It depends. Some high school students were done their finals already.
Yeah.
And are doing their convocation parties around Saskatchewan. So congratulations. I hope everybody has a safe and fantastic summer. Jamie and Locker with you. A lot to come. Where's Mitch Marner playing next year? Luke Fox, Maple Leafs insider, is going to join us. Drew Romenda on the Vancouver Canucks move today with the Edmonton Oilers. And the rumblings out of Edmonton that Jeff Jackson and company are already in Ontario. Please, Connor, please don't leave us. Drew Romenda will be in. Britton Gray with the latest on the Riders. And, of course, it's a Wednesday. That means it's a double take with Double D, Daryl Davis. Each and every day on the Green Zone, we begin with the starting lineup, the top sports headlines. And we start with the Riders. No Trevor Harris again at practice. So are we about to see the Riders' debut of Jake Mayer?
Oh, I'm prepared. Yeah, I got another day tomorrow to get right and focus on some red zone stuff, some situational stuff. And then after that, I'll feel really good.
So Jake Mayer, again, second day in a row. He was taking all the first team reps for the Rough Riders with Trevor Harris. He wasn't even on the sideline today, left the facility before practice even started. Of course, this is why you brought in Jake Mayer. You wanted a veteran guy who's been there, who's won some CFL games, who can run a CFL offense, who knows Mark Mueller's system. This is why you brought him in. So there's less of a dip than there was last year with Shea Patterson.
And there's an outside chance Nathan Rourke won't play either, so it's the battle of the backups?
Could be. We'll see what that practice report looks like out of the BC Lions later on. Also today, Keyshawn Johnson was back after being out for a personal reason yesterday, so the Riders might be having to make the move to Jake Mayer with a head/illness issue for the starting quarterback, Trevor Harris.
We'll move on to the majors. The Jays opened up their series in Cleveland with a win.
And a high fly ball to deep left center field. It's gone! A grand slam for George Springer. And that two-run lead is now up to 6. It is 10-4 here in the 8th.
Yeah, that was in the 8th. 10-6 was the final. The Jays beating the Guardians in Cleveland, and Springer is the one you heard hitting the grand slam there. That's his 8th career grand slam, his 11th home run this season. They have been on fire with the bats lately. We'll see how much of an impact Max Scherzer has to the starting rotation. This is the first time in the last couple of months, I think they may have started with 5 starters at the beginning of the season, but they have not been there. So we'll see if that has an impact on the bullpen as well, because that is definitely one of the weaknesses if this team is going to continue to. Well, and the big thing about the Cleveland Guardians and that win last night is that they're in a battle with them for that wild card spot right now. So that's a huge win. They play again tonight just before 5.
Let's turn our attention to the National Hockey League. And let me just tell you, to all my friends out there, supposed friends, yes, I did see your texts today.
Here's one. Caved in. Evander Kane
is now a Vancouver Canuck. The Canucks traded a 4th-round pick for Evander Kane and his entire salary. The Oilers aren't retaining a dime of Evander Kane's contract of just over $5 million. So the Vancouver Canucks woke up this morning and say, hey, how could we help a rival in our division? How could we help the Edmonton Oilers?
So you think he take the clear.
Take the what?
Take the.
There's nothing. You can't remove anything from Evander Kane.
But hold on, take that out of the.
Bad teammate and always has been a bad teammate. And that's why the Edmonton Oilers don't want him around anymore. They didn't even want him around until the end of the season, until the playoffs started. And they're getting an investigation about that, by the way, that they left him out of the room until the playoffs because they went, we need him in the playoffs to score some goals. But we don't want him around the room. The San Jose Sharks didn't want him around the room. The Winnipeg Jets didn't want him anymore. Like, come on.
But I'm just saying,
outside of him being a bad teammate,
just at the player, does he do nothing for the Vancouver Canucks?
Does he do nothing for the? This is a team that just got rid of JT Miller, who was a way better player than Evander Kane because of locker room and culture issues. And you go out and get a guy with the biggest reputation of Evander Kane.
I understand that. I'm just wondering if you think that he does nothing for the team. Like from his play and what he contributes.
From his money, as locker room culture that you're trying to build, as all that stuff. No. Okay, he might score 20 goals. Great. It's not like the Canucks are going on a Stanley Cup run with this group.
There's not a lot. There were a lot of conversations about his impact on the culture and the locker room when he was in Winnipeg and when he was in San Jose. Like he was fist fighting players, like on his own team. Probably not. Bufflin, right? Like, I mean, there were guys.
Well, Bufflin was the guy who tossed him around,
beat him up.
And it was like, you want to go? Let's go.
Those conversations, they didn't happen in Edmonton for whatever reason. I'm not saying that it's. I'm okay with it because the Oilers.
If he was a great guy, because of his game, this tells you if he was a great guy and a great teammate with his game, the Oilers aren't getting rid of him.
I think the Oilers are going to make a lot of big moves like this. I think this is just the beginning of quite a few. And the Oilers are actually taking care of one of their bigger pieces right now. Apparently, the brass is in Ontario meeting with McDavid.
But ultimately, still need to do what's best for me and my family. And you know, that's who you have to take care of first. But, of course, there's unfinished business here, yeah.
So Rashog was reporting that President Jeff Jackson and General Manager Stan Bowman flew to Ontario to hang out with McDavid. So the rumor is that there's absolutely no conversation about money at this point. I don't even know if that's an issue with the McDavid contract. I think it's all about making sure that they convince him that they're going to do the right things and make the right moves. And maybe this Kane thing was, maybe this is one of them. Right? That they're going to do the right things to make this team what it needs to be successful in the playoffs. And I think money is way down on the list of priorities for McDavid. And here's the other rumor, and there's been videos out there that have been surfaced. The Panthers are still getting drunk in Dairy Queen parking lots in Florida.
That came true yet? Brad Marchand number eats a Blizzard out of the cup. He did that the other day, didn't he? I put it on the board.
I haven't seen it. I've seen him at a Dairy Queen, like they're
with the cup, eating a Blizzard. But I don't know if the ice cream has ever gone into
the
bowl.
Blizzard. Yeah. So I'm not sure yet. But McDavid has already started training for next year. So, yeah. Anyway, Arvidsson, can you guys find a spot for Arvidsson?
I imagine the Vancouver Canucks would love to help out the Edmonton Oilers with Victor Arvidsson's contract.
Send us
Darnell Nurse, too. We'll give you a seventh for Darnell Nurse. How about that? What other bad contracts do the Oilers have that we can take off their hands? What do we got? Here, have Thatcher Demko, too. We don't even need any future considerations.
Well, listen,
why not?
If you're willing to give the Thatcher Demko thing.
Well, there's rumblings that the Oilers are conversing with Patrick Alvin about Thatcher Demko. Meanwhile, we know the NHL draft is going later this week, but tonight it is the NBA draft.
Here comes Flagg. Throwing it down. Flagg on the attack with a slam and a ball. Oh, my. Oh, my.
Cooper Flagg is the number one prospect. The Dallas Mavericks, of course, won the lottery, and I imagine they already made the Cooper Flagg jersey to hand over tonight. Some believe he's the best no doubt type prospect since LeBron James. He was dominant at Duke in his only season. He won National Player of the Year in college basketball. And even going back 3 years ago, teams were looking at him in high school going, this kid's going to go first overall in the NBA draft. And he has not disappointed. The Toronto Raptors, meanwhile, select ninth. Coming up next, Evander Kane and the Vancouver Canucks. Are they a match made in heaven? I don't think so. Is anybody out there believing this is a good move for Vancouver? Walker?
I like it.
You like it because from the Oilers' perspective, but is this a good move for Vancouver? This is 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. Jamie and Walker with the year in the green zone coming up. Britton Gray at 2:35 will bring you the latest. No Trevor Harris again at Rider practice. He is still nursing a head injury and an illness, an infection of some sort. So that's the latest. Britton Gray will have more. He talked to Jake Mayer today, who might be the starting quarterback this week against the BC Lions. Of course, the NHL news of the day came this morning. Evander Kane traded to the Vancouver Canucks from the Edmonton Oilers. The Canucks do not, or actually retain all of the salary. They bring it all over. Edmonton doesn't take a dime of it. And the Oilers get a fourth-round pick for their trouble, apparently, for Evander Kane. Everybody's asking me what I truly think about the Vancouver Canucks. And I think the only thing that is fitting, on my opinion, on the brass of the Vancouver Canucks came out of the mouth of a certain someone earlier this week.
They don't know what the f*** they're doing. Do you understand that?
That is my opinion of Patrick Alvin and Jimmy Rutherford. Donald Trump said it best.
They don't know what the f*** they're doing. Do you understand that?
Earlier this week, we actually had this conversation in the Green Zone Lounge. Which team best fits that description of they don't know what the bleep they're doing? The Vancouver Canucks answered that question without reservation today.
I thought it might be the Sabres.
No. You do not trade JT Miller. You do not trade him on the basis of locker room culture.
I understand the hypocrisy of that.
And then bring in Evander Kane.
Yeah.
That, you lost the plot. You lose the plot. So, what will he do? He'll get 20 goals. Evander Kane pretty well always gets 20 goals.
The thing?
Yay. But you also give a huge gift. The only people that are texting the show saying this is a good move are Edmonton Oilers fans. Because that's the only team that actually improved their future by this trade today.
The one thing that I will say about the JT Miller situation, because he has known to be a bit of a rougher teammate, and him and Pettersson didn't get along.
He doesn't bite his tongue, is JT Miller's
problem. That's his problem. But I don't know
if that's a problem.
I don't know if JT Miller, the issue with JT Miller, Jamie, was everyone in the locker room hating him as much as it was him and number 40. And I think there were a lot of attempts to get rid of Pettersson and keep JT. JT was the easier piece to move.
Yeah, people wanted JT Miller because of his type of game.
So I understand what you're saying, but I don't know if you can compare what JT Miller does in the dressing room by not holding his tongue and speaking his mind to your perceived idea of the Kane and the impact he'll have in the culture. And like I said, I think he may have grown up a bit. And so it might not be as big of an issue.
That's a quick grow up from the age of 30 when he was an absolute, you know what, with the San Jose Sharks to 3 years later. Now he's choir boy.
I have a theory on why Edmonton, because it's a cap space thing too. There's no time for my theory. We got to move on.
We'll have more time to talk
about this, but I have a theory on it. Because we're getting a ton of texts.
Yeah, of all Oiler fans going, thanks, Canucks, awesome.
Save my head, off the never, never land.
Well, a good Wednesday afternoon, Saskatchewan. Jamie and Locker with you, as you heard on the news. Yes, we'll be keeping an eye on the radar and alerts across Saskatchewan again this afternoon with severe thunderstorm watches. It's just watches. And tornado watches. And there is some systems starting to spark up again in that Kindersley, just south of Kindersley, Eston, Rosetown outlook moving up towards Saskatoon. So might see some severe weather, but just watches right now. No warnings as of yet. But we are joined once again, Green Zone Rider reporter Britton Gray.
Get the latest news on your team from the Green Zone.
The Daily Blitz with Britton Gray.
Britton brings you up to date on everything you need to know on the green and white heading into Saturday's game against the BC Lions. And there's no doubt what the headline is for the second straight day. No Trevor Harris for the Riders.
Yeah, wasn't even out there today. At least he was kind of out with no pads on or helmet, but he was out there nowhere to be seen.
Well, some fans saw him leave the facility before practice started. There, when they were waiting to get in, they saw him peace out. So
he did show up and then left. I mean, if he's got a virus, you don't want to pass that on to everybody.
It's an infection.
It's an infection? Okay.
Or is it a concussion? Are we clear yet, Britton? What is going on with the quarterback of the Saskatchewan Rough Riders?
Not entirely clear, but it's clearly something they've been monitoring based on the answer Corey Mace gave. It was a high hit. Player safety is key for them, so I think that there's concerns. I don't know if it's he's been put in concussion protocol or what, but any high hit, you do have those extra concerns, but maybe it could be. So, yeah, just, you know, another week with the Riders. More injuries.
So, Trevor Harris is out. Jake Mayer is in. There's a question mark around Nathan York. Let's start with Jake against Nathan. What do you think about the Riders' chances in that scenario?
I still like the Riders' chances, no matter who the BC Lions quarterback is. It's okay. A game in Saskatchewan. Let's be honest, Nathan Rourke, when he did play this one game this season, outside of one half of football, Nathan Rourke has looked like a very average to bad quarterback this season. It's just what it is. He had the one great half against the rebuilt Edmonton Elks defense, looked average for the first half that game, looked terrible most of the way against the Winnipeg Blue Bombers. I still think the Riders' defense has what it takes to control the pace. And Jake Mayer, it's why they brought him in. He's a quarterback with a ton of starts. He's a veteran guy. Now, I've made my concerns about him well known. I have concerns about when he throws those interceptions. It always seems to come at bad backbreaker times. But he's won games in the CFL. It's not like he has an 0-22 record. No. He's a winning quarterback in the CFL.
Remember when he started, he was like first quarterback forever to throw for four straight 300-yard games to start his passing career as a quarterback. What did you talk to Jake Mayer today? How's he feeling? Did you get the sense that, yes, he is actually going to be the starter when that depth chart comes out on Saturday or on Friday?
I think he's preparing for it. I'm not sure if he knows exactly what's going on. He might, but he's preparing for it. And I think he's excited for this opportunity, right? He's a guy who's a competitor. He's a pro athlete. Kind of got tossed aside by the Calgary Stampeders. They said, we're moving on. We want a different direction. And the Riders gave him that vote of confidence. I think that really is something he wants to prove them right in. The fact the Riders went out, got for him, gave him an extension before free agency, didn't mess around with it, and he's excited for a chance to play this week if he does get that chance.
So when we see the depth chart on Friday, Britton, we're gonna have Jake, we're going to have Jack, we're going to have Tommy?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, so, Tommy Stevens is a short yard. He's the third quarterback on that depth chart.
Do you think Jack will be number two?
I do. I think he showed more. We saw it in preseason. They didn't let Tommy Stevens throw the ball all that much. The backup quarterback was pretty – it was a battle between those two. Tommy Stevens was brought in to be the short yardage quarterback. That's what they want him to do.
I sure like Jack in practice. I mean, every time – he's noticeable. I don't know a lot about the game, but he is noticeable in my eyes. Like, he stands out.
He's got a natural arm strength to him. Like, it looks effortless to get the Jake Mayer, though, does have a pretty good arm.
He's got a good arm, too. I'm not saying anything against Jake. I just, when I see Jack, yeah, Anyway.
But when you look at this going forward, what's the expect? It's closed practice tomorrow, so we won't know until the injury report comes out on Trevor Harris. But we've been around long enough. It's pretty rare that a quarterback takes zero reps. And today wasn't even around the... And then all of a sudden is starting on Saturday. Now, we know Trevor Harris doesn't need a lot of practice reps. He is the KG vet. But, and it's early in the season. Like, if there's a question, is it even worth it at this stage in the season to put Trevor Harris out there if he's not practicing anyways?
No, and they have a bye week next week. You have 2 weeks to get everyone healthy. The Riders have, or 3-0, they've put some, at least a little bit of distance between themselves and the other Western teams. Every other team has a, well, except for the Winnipeg Blue Bombers, who've only played twice so far. At least every other one has a loss. You can afford maybe to at least see what Jake Maier has. You brought him in, there's a reason you brought him in, was to maybe take some of the load off Trevor Harris. If Trevor Harris isn't 100% healthy, it's early in the season. Why not let Jake Maier get a chance? Because you need to know that if it comes down to week 18, 19, if the Riders need him late in the year, what do you have with Jake Maier?
Yeah.
I have a question, and I know we can't report on trick plays, but during the closed practices, how much time do they dedicate to things like that?
We don't know. It's a closed practice.
It doesn't get out. It doesn't come out. Are you guys like
every so often when someone runs one, they will say, yeah, we practice that in closed practice. The Philly special before the Super Bowl. They're like, yep, that was we've been doing that at their closed practice sessions and things like that.
Okay.
For closed practices.
The Riders have in previous years ran some special plays during open practices. I've seen the Not this season, previous seasons, I have seen like the holder flip up the ball to a guy running behind him on a field goal attempt, but nothing this year.
Yeah, it's...
The next time we're talking to Corey, I have some ideas.
Well, we watched, it was punt, and Brett Lawther, all he was doing was throwing the ball back to the punters. So he was near the return guy, and they'd flip Brett the ball. I didn't realize how good of an arm Brett Lawther has. He was throwing that thing like 40, 50 yards.
Like a really good
on arm. A rope in a dead spiral. Like, my goodness.
He's an athlete. He played hockey. Some of those guys are just athletes.
So Mario Alford or Dante Myers would get the ball. They'd flip it over to Brett to throw it back to the punter, and he just...
He'd bomb it.
Woof! Was like, wow.
Just because he's a kicker doesn't mean he's not an athlete.
Oh, no. Brett's an athlete.
Yeah.
He was... When you look at his hockey career in New Brunswick, or Nova Scotia, sorry. He was a good little player.
That was talking about how great he was in one of the charity games.
Yeah, they do that charity game every year. Brett Lawther is a heck of an athlete.
Yeah.
But
anyway,
let's go.
We were blown away by that.
Let's go off the field. The Saskatchewan Rough Riders. They're making money, Britton. The AGM was last night. What did we learn from the Riders' annual general meeting?
People really like the Obsidian Green jerseys. Those really drove up merchandise, their highest merchandise revenue since 2018. So that helped drive that up. I think one of the biggest things to take away is they made more gate revenue than the previous year, just a little bit. But it's because of they also got over a decline of season tickets. They're not selling as many season ticket packages. More people are going up and buying the single game tickets, making that decision later in the week to go to Rider games. And so they're clearly buyers are changing how they're buying tickets, how they're consuming sports with instead of paying for all 10 games or whatever it could end up being with the playoff game and everything. Just decide when you're going to go because it's expensive to go. Putting in that time commitment, and I mean, let's be honest, if you can't go, it's a little harder to sell your season tickets now because they aren't selling out.
One of the things they are bringing in this year, too, with season ticket holders and my family having season tickets. Of course, I sit in the press box, but my wife and two kids have our three tickets, and we have some friends who they sit with, is they have moved this to where you can actually, if you can't use the ticket, Like, say you want to go camping and you have a season ticket. You can defer them to a later date. So we can make the first regular season game of the year. So we deferred that. We deferred it to the last game of the season, and then you can transfer them to another game earlier as well if all of a sudden it's like, oh. So you, but, of course, that's friends and family.
So you
now
could take
use those.
Six.
Yeah, six to another game.
At the end of the season.
Have okay. some friends coming with you because you didn't use all your season tickets, which I thought is a creative use for fans who, you know, all of a sudden it's like, man, I got plans. I can't make the game this
weekend.
That's
brand new?
I think they did it a little bit last year, tested it, but now it's like, hey, here you go. We can do this.
They will also sell your tickets for you, right? Like, yes. You can put them back into the...
You can also donate them to different charities and things like that if you're not going to use those tickets. So there are options now for season ticket holders, but they brought back the flex packs. Did they give an inkling at all on how those are doing?
Yeah, how are the flex packs?
Because this is interesting, Britton, as you said, and what they're witnessing, which makes sense. People want to look at the forecast. People want to see how the team's doing. They want to see who's playing. And do we have plans?
Well, I think Britton also nailed it with the if the stadium isn't sold out every year and those season ticket numbers are coming down, it's harder to get rid of your tickets, right?
Yeah.
The demand is softened a bit, so people are less likely to go from an investment perspective, purchase season tickets for the whole family, and maybe they just, you know, piecemeal them.
Well, it's interesting to see, but they did make money last season for the Rough Riders, and it was their annual general meeting last night. Of course, Britton has all the details at CJME.com and CKOM.com. Anything else from practice? Not really. Keyshawn Johnson was back.
He was back. Mitch Picton wasn't running with the ones today, which
is
interesting. He was he did leave for a little bit, came back, but I thought I noticed a little bit of a limp. Looked like nothing too serious, but a little bit of a limp. And Deshaun Mims was with the ones for pretty much all practice, so that'll be something to keep an eye on.
What number's Deshaun again?
85.
And Tavon Campbell listed as a limited today, so He was in and out with the ones. But that Exume, Grifalo Exume, he's a good player they brought over this offseason to add, again, Canadian depth in that secondary. So he might get a little more look-see this season. Britton, thanks as always.
Not a problem.
That's the Daily Blitz. Of course, tomorrow, Britton and I will be recording the Blitz podcast. So if you have any questions for Britton and I, at GreenZoneSK or our own X account, send in your questions. We'll get those answered on the podcast tomorrow.
The Blitz podcast is the fastest growing CFL podcast in Canada, ladies and gentlemen. Get it where you get your podcasts.
Asterix, Lockers Math. Coming up next here on the Green Zone. On this day in sports history, it was the last time a CFL quarterback ever did well. We'll tell you next on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.
Bailey, he's got it! 9-8-4, a world record for Donovan Bailey and a gold medal!
Come after me! I'm a man! I'm 40!
But you better come as me, I'll be back in time. Gotta get back in time.
On this day in sports history, in the Canadian Football League, it was June 25th, 2017. The Argonauts beat the Hamilton Tiger Cats 32-15. Ricky Ray, as a member of the Toronto Argonauts, threw for 506 yards. Why is that significant? It is still the last time a CFL quarterback has ever topped the 500-yard passing mark. Ricky Ray did it on this day in sports. McLeod Bethel Thompson came close at 480-some a couple of years ago, but Ricky Ray launched himself over the 500-yard passing mark on this day in 2017. In a 32-15 win over the Hamilton Tiger Cats.
Send that clip to Luke.
He'll say, yeah, it's passing's dead now in the Canadian Football League since Ricky Ray left. That's the issue. Are we going to get into another Luke Wilson debate here on the Green Zone?
No, I shouldn't have brought that up. That is...
Well, we will. Darrell Davis is coming up at 5:05 on a double take with Double D.
I shouldn't.